George Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on hating immigrants as the wild card in the electoral deck. Wow, it must have suddenly become Hate on an Immigrant Day, and Hallmark didn't prepare any condolence cards for the rest of us. In one day, the lives of immigrant families, millions of immigrant families, were cast into limbo with the split, no decision, 4-4 polling of the Supreme Court, and the 52-48% so-called Brexit vote for Great Britain to leave the European Union. President Obama called the Supreme Court split decision heartbreaking and said the upcoming election would determine what kind of people we are. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom showed what kind of people they are, and it was a bit brutish and left little doubt that immigration and the attendant freedom of mobility within the European Union was the wedge issue driving them out of the EU. As reported in the Times, with net migration to Britain of 330,000 people in 2015, more than half of them from the European Union, Cameron had no effective response to how he would limit the influx. And there was no question that while the immigrants contributed more to the economy and to tax receipts than they cost, parts of Britain felt that its national identity was under assault and that the influx was putting substantial pressure on schools, healthcare, and housing. The campaign run by one of the loudest proponents of leaving, UKIP, the UK Independence Party, flirted with xenophobia, nativism, and what some of its critics considered racism. But the official, more mainstream Leave campaign also invoked immigration as an issue, and its slogan, Take Control, resonated with voters who feel that the government is failing to regulate the inflow of people from Europe and beyond. Prime Minister David Cameron will pay for the misjudgment and short-sightedness in calling the vote and the rejection of the polls with his job, offering his resignation after a couple of months' transition to sort out the mess. There is pulling of hair and rending of clothes throughout Europe and trying to understand the turning point the vote represents, but it's hard to see it as anything other than backwards. Scotland, which voted overwhelmingly to stay in the EU, is likely to press again for independence from the United Kingdom given this debacle. Meanwhile, in the United States, the same mess is brewing. Trump, of course, said, good for them, joining the nativists on both sides of the Atlantic. Speaker Paul Ryan, who is becoming expert at the convoluted logic of politics, claimed the no decision was somehow a rejection by the Supreme Court of Obama's executive authority around immigration, knowing that all of this waits the appointment of a tie-breaking justice in the hands of the next president. The Republicans once again proved how quickly tragedy can be converted into farce. But what about the people, the immigrants themselves, the 5 million or more who were living in the bubble of this decision, who are parents of children, parents of citizens raised here, all of whom are hoping for some security and a path to the future? Advocates promised to mobilize, voter registration efforts were highlighted, but in the meantime, the kind of people we are will be the kind of people who break up families and deport record numbers of people from the United States, because our politics lacks both heart and a backbone willing to make hard political decisions, even when they are so clearly morally correct. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.